Now in verse 3, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall be on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." Now, you have here the birth of Samson, and it actually was, I think you could say, miraculous. And he was given a glorious opportunity, and everything was propitious for a career, brilliant future. And before he was born, God had marked him out. God raised him up for a gigantic task, to deliver Israel. And they were in a bad way here. God had delivered them into the hands of the Philistine because of their sin. Now, the angel of the Lord that appeared to the mother of Samson said what he was to be, that he was to be a Nazarite. Now, you'll recall back in the 6th chapter of the book of Numbers, we had the vow of the Nazarite, the vow that he took. And it was a threefold vow. He was not to touch strong drink. Fact of the matter is, he wasn't to have anything in the world to do with grapes. Verse 3, "He shall separate himself from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of drinks, nor eat moist grapes, nor dried." He's not to even eat grapes. The grape was that fruit that spoke of the joy of the Lord. And we're told today, "Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit." And what does the Spirit of God do? Why, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit of God. And it meant that Nazarite was to find his joy in the Lord and not find it in anything down here. He was not to touch strong drink. And the second thing, he was not to cut his hair. And what does that mean? Well, Paul saith in 1 Corinthians 11:14, "Doth not nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him?" A man ought not to have long hair. That's what the Scripture says. Now, I'm not going to make anything of that today, but it's a shame for a man. I'm ashamed of a lot of these fellows I see around. And this is a verse I think could be put up in many places in our cities today. But the Nazarite, you see, would be willing to bear shame. And that's the reason a razor's not to touch his head. Then we're told the third thing, he was not to come near a dead body. In other words, there'd be no natural claim on him. He had put God first, and God would come above his relatives and his loved ones. The Lord Jesus Christ made it very clear that except you deny father and mother, and to deny them means not to ignore them. He didn't say that, but he means to put Christ first. And we've lost sight of that today. Now, Samson was a Nazarite. He was God's man. And that was the secret of his success, that he was God's man. And he was raised up for a great purpose. And his success was in God. And only as he performed his God-appointed tasks. But he never succeeded. You notice what it says here in verse 5? "He shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistine." Now, success knocked at his door. He was a beginner. He only made a beginning of everything. He was a jack of all trades. But he never finished it. He'll begin to deliver Israel. He never finished that task. Now, we got a lot of Christians like that. You remember Paul said to the Galatians, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you?" Started out well. We have a great many people who began to read the Bible. I'm thrilled today at the number of people over this land that are reading through the Bible with us. But I have news for you. There's some that fall by the wayside. They don't go on with it. They just begin. There are a lot of people that are beginners. I know a lot of Christians I've been a pastor 40 years, friends. I've met Christians. Oh, Dr. McGee, I'm beginning to do this. I'm going to do this. They start something, but they never conclude it. They never finish the task that they're called to do. Now, will you notice that this boy is born into the family, and the woman bore this boy, Samson. And you have the interview, and I'll not go into the details here,